Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Craig.
This is Aaron.
And we've got a stack of stories.
You ain't going to believe these stories.
You know what?
One of them you're really not going to believe.
I don't believe anything that you say.
This story, the one that you're not going to believe, had me in stitches.
Right.
You know, I even sent you a picture of the guy.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Let's just wait on that one. We're going to hold out for a minute on that one.
All right. You going number one there?
I thought number one was you.
I'll take it.
All right.
Headline is, most of us recall events that never even happened, Craig. Did you know that?
What are we talking about?
A recent psychology study has revealed that it is not uncommon for people to recall non-existing events.
Like that $20 you still owe me. Don't you remember?
No, that's a false memory for you.
No, it's for you.
No, it's for you.
No, your false memory is you don't think you owe me the $20.
It's for you. The research, which involved 400 participants, was conducted by Professor Kimberly Wade and colleagues at the University of Warwick, England. Hello.
We got sirens going outside the Leeberry Studios. Got some action going on outside.
The study focused on the formation of false memories, recollections of things that hadn't actually happened at all. For the purposes of research, these included going on a hot air balloon flight.
Yeah, there's
a
lot of hot air in this story.
Pulling a prank on a school teacher and causing trouble at a family wedding. And I have memories of all those things except the balloon ride. You?
Because you've never been on a balloon.
Exactly. But I have caused problems at a wedding and I have pulled a prank on a teacher.
But those are real memories.
Who knows?
Well, they're saying they're planting these ideas and people are starting to remember them like they happened.
To produce these memories, researchers spoke to each of the participants about the events as if they'd actually happened.
There, see?
Afterwards, around 30% of these taking part seemed to have vivid recollections of the fictional memory.
No coincidence, those people also were paid $20.
And could even elaborate on specific details.
Where's my $20?
Counterintuitively, showing photographs from the event seemed to prevent false memories from forming. The researchers speculated that such photos may serve to constrain imagination during efforts to recall the event, thus leading to lower memory formation. So, in other words, they tell you, you know, you had that hot air balloon ride, right? And you form this imaginary.
And I say, no, I didn't.
You have this imaginary, you're up in a balloon in your mind, right? And you're like, yeah, I do remember
that. Now, that might actually happen.
But then
my mind feels like it's a balloon.
They show you a picture of a balloon, and it's like blue.
Show me a what?
And the balloon you were in was like shaped like a hamburger. So you know,
I would remember that, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So it's not true. But you remembered it. That's the important thing here.
But this wouldn't work on me.
As participants move from saying, I do not remember that, to, oh, now I remember, they must report additional imagery or otherwise elaborate between the suggested material the study authors wrote.
Now, I've seen they've done that with kids when they're interviewing them for crimes and stuff like that, trying to find out witness stuff. And the kids tend to start believing, you know, they can coerce them into saying, that's a little kid.
Yeah, but no, I've seen that with adults, too.
But they're insane. That's why.
No. You ever watch 2020, 48 Hours, Dateline,
any of those? Any of the shows with numbers in them?
You ever watch any of those? Because there's people that have confessed to murder that have never murdered anybody.
But some of those people are being interrogated to the point where they just do it just because they're
exactly.
No, they do it because they're sick of it. They want to just go.
They do want to go, but they talk themselves into that they did it.
Convincing yourself that something is true is different from remembering pictures in your mind of it happening.
All I'm saying, Craig, is
this is stupid. this is right up there with. What was the one that we had the other day? We had something about ice cream or something.
Couldn't be stupid.
No, you're right. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ready for this? You're excited about this one, aren't you?
Yeah.
We don't usually have something along these lines.
This
story here is almost Art Bellish.
It really is Art Bellish. And the thing is, it's multiple sources have reported the story.
So it must be true.
Well, I'm just saying, I did my research, you know, because two middle-aged dudes, and these microphones never report.
Wait, now it's two middle-aged dudes and these microphones?
Never report false news.
Great, now everybody knows we don't talk into just one.
Did I blow that?
Okay. Anyway, hey, you ready?
We could talk into one, but I just don't want to be that close
to
you.
No, that's okay.
I don't like being this close to you, to be honest with you.
Well, true. Hey, so...
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not. Would you like to hear the story now?
Yes. Yes, dying to.
Okay. Man turns into tricycle in Lagos.
Okay. So when you first read that, you think he's maybe driving and he turns into a tricycle,
no,
right?
No. I think he turns into one.
Well, let's read.
A man has allegedly turned into a tricycle. What do we pronounce this like?
Kiki Napop.
In the Pedro area of Shimolu, Lagos State, after being forced to pick up a key which he dropped on the road. According to a social media user who shared the unbelievable story.
Wait, that's not true because I believe it.
Yeah, you do. You do believe.
Yeah.
The truth is out there.
I know.
The man had accosted a young boy and had asked him to pick up the key which he, the man, threw on the floor. But the boy refused. Boom, boom, boom. The man was said to have insisted, but the boy refused to pick up the key. This got the attention of the people, and the man was said to have told everyone who cared to listen the boy was being disrespectful. But the crowd forced the man to pick his key up by himself, and that's when the unexpected happened.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. This is what they sent out to parents.
Yes. Please, parents, teachers, guardians, continuously educate your wards on the need to be careful. I don't know why they talk like they're from the South.
I don't either.
They were from the South part of this country.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Please educate your wards on the need to be careful and not talk to strangers on the road. An incident occurred at Pedro Shimolu
on
Tuesday, November 22nd, precisely at famous bus stop.
Oh, the famous bus stop. I love that place.
A man stopped a child returning from school and ask him to pick up a key from the ground.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I can't wait.
To continue the story.
Yes.
The child refused, asking the man, couldn't he pick it up himself? And this got the man all agitated.
He was shaking in his boots.
And he started shouting at the child, saying he lacked respect for his elders and all sorts, but the child still refused.
I think he said, just pick up the key.
Yeah.
Just pick it up.
This attracted the attention of passersby, and luckily,
yeah,
a police van was passing by.
All right, hang on.
I wonder if it was actually a van or a person that turned into a van.
I want to point out that there's many witnesses right now.
Okay.
Including a van full of police,
right,
or at least two.
Right. And they stopped to find out what the problem was.
Hey, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's the problem?
Hey, what's the problem?
After listening to the man, they asked the child who owned the key.
They asked him, who owns this key?
He asked him who owned the key. I said, yeah, like the kid owned the key.
Yeah, you said they asked the kid
who owned the key. I kind of put a comma or something in there. That was not right.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so he asked the kid who owned the key, right?
Right.
And the boy replied, and it was for the man. So the police started getting suspicious. And they asked the man to pick up the key.
Right.
He refused.
I don't pick up the key.
No, I don't want to touch the key.
That key to stay there.
But he was forced to.
They pulled the gun. They said, you pick that key up.
Let's take this down.
Yeah.
Immediately, he picked the key. He turned into a brand new tricycle. And actually, that's how that said that. Actually, said picked up the key.
But yes. Just,
immediately, he picked up the key. And he turned into a brand new tricycle.
This is amazing.
Everyone ran away.
Well, sure they did.
And even the policemen were scared.
Do you think it made a noise? Like, boom.
I don't know. It makes like some metal thing. That was like it was beatboxing or something.
Yeah, not bad.
The tricycle was eventually pushed to the Pedro police station.
Okay, let me make this out for everybody. It's not like a kid's tricycle.
It's like one of those little goofy little bitty van looking tiny car.
It's got one wheel on the front.
It looks like a clown car.
It kind of does,
yeah.
Except it only holds two or three people. But
not if it's a clown car.
Mr. Bean drove something kind of like this on his show.
Okay.
It's one of those. He didn't turn into a tricycle. He turned into a car with three wheels.
They're calling it a tricycle, but he turned into a little bitty car. So anyway, the tricycle was eventually pushed to the Pedro police station. This is a real life incident. Anyone in doubt can go to the Pedro Police Station to ascertain the authenticity of this post.
We should take a trip, Craig. We got to get to the bottom of this.
When the man's wife was called to the station, she said her husband comes home every day with a brand new tricycle.
What if he came home every day with a new car?
What do you do with it?
Don't you think you really? What are you going to
do
with it?
When you're turning helpless kids into
this is like what was was it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where the guy with the long nose was taking kids and.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, that guy.
Oh, you scared me to death as a child.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that. That guy really messed with me.
But this is like a modern day version of that because this guy obviously threw this key down and he told this child, "You'll pick up the key for me." Maybe he said something like, "Oh, my back it hurts."
Why does he talk like that?
Well, because he's from Shimolu. So I just figured that's
just
a Shimolan.
Throwing stuff over here. Don't mind me.
That's a Shimolan accent.
Ready?
Yeah. I was in the middle. What do you mean, am I ready?
I haven't finished the story. You're still going.
I'm breaking it down a little bit.
But I hadn't told the whole story. You're breaking it down.
Go ahead.
The end. No, that's not what it said. So she said her husband comes home every day with a brand new tricycle and gives it to people on a higher purchase price. So in other words, he
sells them. He resells them or sells them.
She didn't know where he got them from. This last sentence is not even, I don't know what this is, but basically... you're looking at what I'm reading, right?
Yeah, I'm following along.
These, I think it's supposed to be rituals?
Ritualist,
ritualist are more desperate to make... Okay, yeah. You know, here's what we're going to say.
Okay. These voodoo
priests. These people are crazy.
Yeah. So, this is what... Okay, now can I break it down?
Break it down.
You got this guy.
Uh-huh.
Who's got some kind of voodoo magic.
So do I. I mean, you.
And
what?
He can turn children into keys and cars when they touch magic keys.
Okay.
So he has this key, and he must be, I don't know how he, it must not turn magic until he throws it down or something, because he obviously was holding it, right?
Well, it said at one point that he...
He dropped the key.
He might have had a special glove on.
Well, then why did he turn into a car when he picked it up?
Because
he could just use that special glove. That's why I'm saying the voodoo doesn't...
You have answers for everything, don't
you? The voodoo does not take effect until the key hits the ground.
Maybe it can only touch one of pure of heart.
Well, no, because he still turned into a tricycle.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He's not pure of
heart. No, because he's turning kids into cars.
Maybe he had it on a long hook.
No, there's no excuse. The only thing that could be is the magic doesn't take place until it hits the ground.
So we're actually trying to figure out.
It happened.
We're not trying to figure out if this is possible. The man turned into a tricycle. We're trying to get into the details of how he would have made this work.
Two important things. They're still looking for the guy. He hadn't shown up.
Maybe when it hits the ground, it activates the key.
Let me tell you that he is. That's what I was saying.
That's what you were saying.
Exactly.
And then I stole it and said I said it.
Yeah, and you said it better than me.
I know.
So. The guy's still missing to this day.
No, he's at the police station in his new form.
He's rusting at the police station.
He's rusting at the police station.
And this is bizarro.
So
I love this story.
I think you should marry it.
This may be my favorite story we've ever done.
Well, because we've never had a story where someone was there 1 minute and the next minute they were a tricycle.
With witnesses
that saw him turn into a tricycle.
And everybody screamed and ran. I think it made a noise like... No, I think it was quick. I don't think they saw it.
Okay, what if it was like...
And what about the little boy?
Or the now famous...
Little boy. I told you I'm not going to pick that key up.
No.
My buddy Charlie, he picked the key up. He's a Mercedes now.
Whatever.
Okay, here's one for you. You ready for this?
No.
Headline is, and this is a real headline, Robin Williams, Tupac... arrested after allegedly being found with 114 pounds of marijuana in Arizona.
And this was not
this
way
was
back
week.
When. This
no,
was last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
The names of two suspects were far from usual when police arrested three Albuquerque, New Mexico men and confiscated thousands of dollars worth of marijuana. State troopers pulled over Robin Williams, mm-hmm. age 21, Tupac Crum, age 19, and Eric Harris Jr., age 22.
I don't know how Eric got mixed in with these guys.
Eric's in the wrong crowd. As they were heading north on State Route 87 near Payson, Arizona. The initial stop of the Chevrolet truck was for alleged traffic violations, according to a statement from the Arizona Department of Public Safety. During the stop, troopers called a canine officer. They said, here, boy.
Yeah, come here, boy.
To the scene after observing indicators of criminal activity. A subsequent search turned up bags of weed weighing 114.7 pounds.
That's a lot of weed.
That's more than I weighed in high school. With a street value of approximately $70,000. All three were arrested on December 4th and booked into the jail on several drug charges. So Robin Williams and Tupac have been arrested on drug charges.
Drug trafficking.
Yeah. How about that?
I never would have guessed.
You think Robin Williams said something like, ooh, nano, nano, or something
no.
like. Do you do a Robin Williams?
No.
Well, I don't either.
No.
Yeah.
Shaw's butt.
Yeah, that's good. Sounds just like him.
Yeah, I know. That's like when I do my different dialects.
Hey, this next story.
I'm doing a British one right now.
I could tell. This next story, I want to thank my brother, Alan.
Oh, Alan's the best.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I wouldn't be sitting here recording a silly podcast with you, Craig.
Silly podcast. You just insulted every one of our listeners.
Oh, that's not silly.
No, now you're backing up from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you're from relationship.
So how's Alan doing?
He's fantastic.
He's awesome.
He is always.
Hey, Alan.
He's always. Oh, like he listens.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah, he's got better things to do.
Hey.
Yeah, but he does have a T-shirt.
I'm sure a lot of people have T-shirts.
No, he's got a two middle-aged dudes T-shirt.
You know who else could have one?
Who?
People that review and rate our podcast.
Yes, they could.
But
because our Christmas episode is coming up soon, and that's where we're going to give away the T-shirt.
And you better jump on it because I'm not seeing a lot, you know, happening.
No, you got good odds. Real good
really
odds.
Really good odds.
Like 1 in 30 right now.
Some. 34.
All you got to do is rate and review yep. on iTunes. Yep.
So now would it be okay with you if I got back to the story?
Go ahead. You're the one that threw the commercial
this story,
in.
Ready?
Talking about
ready?
My brother.
Ready? Oh, Alan. Yeah, how is he? Hey, Alan. Okay. Catwoman. You know Catwoman from...
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Catwoman from Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
Lee Merriweather? She was one of them, I think.
Liam Neeson.
Anyway, Catwoman is caught on video.
All caps.
All caps. Attacking her designer boyfriend with a metal tray.
Where'd she get a designer boyfriend? I wonder if I can get a designer girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Lori wouldn't like that.
No. Don't talk about her.
Oh, Lori.
Okay.
Yeah.
She, as we were saying,
yeah, she got a
she's
designer
caught on
boyfriend.
Video attacking her designer boyfriend with a metal tray in another shocking brawl.
Another
one. That means there was one before. We don't know
at
about.
Least one.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Catwoman Jocelyn Wildenstein batters her toy boy boyfriend with a metal tray and calls his mother something very not nice. The feline featured socialite faces felony
you
assault.
You forgot during an explosion of rage.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but I like that. I like that line. It's
okay,
kind of poetic.
So during an explosion of rage, she used very bad words.
Yeah, caught on camera.
The feline featured socialite faces. This is like a tongue twister. The feline featured socialite faces felony assault charges for clawing. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Fashion designer Loy. No, I mean, she actually clawed him. She thinks he's a cat. She's a cat.
I know. She did.
She, across the face and stabbing him with scissors early Wednesday morning.
Oh, she's creepy, dude. Ugly. Oh, I'm sorry. Creepy looking.
That was not very nice.
That wasn't. But she's had all. Okay, go ahead.
You leave her little ugly self alone.
I've got more information about this story when you're done.
But.
So I got updates.
But. An exclusive. Video obtained by DailyMail.com. I'm sure a very reputable source.
DailyMail.com is huge.
So's two middle-aged dudes on a microphone, but...
Yeah, and what we say is true.
Mostly. Anyway, Daily Mail reveals this is not the first time the 71-year-old bride of Wildenstein has erupted. I said Wildenstein a minute ago.
It doesn't matter.
But I think Wildenstein...
Frankenstein.
Has erupted in anger and lashed out. The shocking clip shows the volatile divorcee screaming, "Shut up!" at Klein in a thick French accent.
It went, "Meow, meow, shut up, meow."
Meow, shut up, meow. In a thick French accent. "You shut up. Oui, oui. Meow, meow.
Hand me that baguette."
And then grabbing a tray and chasing him down the hallway of their Manhattan apartment. Switching to her native French, the Swiss-born Wildenstein shrieked, "I hate you. Your mother is a something not nice." And I'm and before she landed two blows with a metal with the I like that they call it with the metal ornament.
Maybe they were near a Christmas tree.
And had a little, they keep their food trays on the Christmas tree.
They're little.
Klein, 49, little wee little ones. So you can control your portions.
Yeah.
Klein 49, who has designed clothes for A-list celebs, including Nicki Minaj, Pink, and Joan Collins, is not seen in the footage, but he can be overheard begging her to calm down, then going,
he said, when the kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah.
Kitty, kitty, got treats.
I don't touch you. You don't touch me. You stop it. He begs Wildenstein, his partner of 13 years, to no avail. The date of the video cannot be verified, and it's not clear what prompted the argument.
I know what prompted. He didn't clean the litter box.
Probably. However, friends of the glamorous couple say these sorts of outbursts are a regular occurrence.
Uh-oh.
They sort of behavior is not exactly rare, said one. Jocelyn's temper is almost as notorious as her love of plastic surgery. You have to admire Lloyd's restraint, but he would never hit a woman.
He's a good man. That's a good man right there. He takes care of his cat. You know, you do realize plastic surgery is not cheap, right? And she is designing herself to look like a cat. You know where she got her money?
Is that the picture I'm thinking it is?
I think you've seen her. She divorced her husband and got $2 billion with a B dollars in the divorce settlement. $2 billion. How you like that?
I'm looking up her picture. Oh, my Lord. I know who this is. Oh, my gosh.
I told you.
Put them up. Put them up. Put them up here. Come on. Come on.
That's her. Yeah. That's her.
Lord.
She doesn't look like a cat. She looks like a nightmare.
She looks like, yeah, she.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord. This looks like they look like she went to the gas station. They stuck the air hose.
Michael Jackson said, "You're doing it wrong." She's a little puffy. She looked like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. That's who she
That's
looks
crazy.
Like.
Crazy.
Okay, Craig, we've got another 7-Eleven story.
And it makes me sad because, as we've said, I feel like I've said it a lot lately,
yeah,
that we used to have 7-Elevens, and I'm bitter because they were awesome. You could get...
Well, it's part of our childhood.
Yes, it
and,
was.
Okay, here's the headline. Headline Ready? Is, cops say a man used a 7-Eleven cooler as a bathroom. And I think that should have been a restroom because bathrooms are in houses, restrooms are in businesses. But anyway...
Either way,
suspect, age 49, failed in search for the restroom.
He failed. You mean failed?
That's what I said.
You
failed?
Said failed.
I said failed.
Whatever. What happened on November 21st?
Unable to locate the restroom at a 7-Eleven.
Okay. That may be true because when I worked at a 7-Eleven once.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you probably did too because you followed me around, you sicko. But anyway, so... The bathroom was in the back in the stock area. It wasn't like out in the open.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember
he probably
going,
did fail.
You'd have to go through.
He also, you know what he also failed? He also failed at just asking, excuse me, where's the restroom?
I remember walking past mop buckets and,
yeah,
and
that's where
stuff.
It was. Yeah.
Florida man opted instead to relieve himself in the store's walk-in cooler.
Well, that's not good.
Where a stack of Busch beer was defiled by the tipsy suspect.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to go right here then. This looks like a bathroom. Man,
that's
it's
not,
cold in here.
That's not good.
According to cops, Daniel Colon, age 46.
The irony.
At age 46.
How did he relieve himself? Let's decide if that's really irony or not.
Age 46, entered the Treasure Island convenience store around 7:30 p.m. Saturday looking for a bathroom. Restroom.
Which is it, 7-Eleven or Treasure Island?
When the search failed, Colon opened a door marked employees
I
only.
I bet he did.
He then entered what turned out to be 7-Eleven's walk-in cooler. Colon then began urinating on several cases of beer.
Oh, no.
A store employee who had spotted Colon entering the cooler confronted him and told him to stop. You cut that out. Colon then left the store and drove away. Cops reported that Colon urinated over 6 cases of Busch Light. No loss, causing the store a loss of nearly $100.
Okay, you want a Craig's 10-second story that lasts about a minute?
Yeah.
So we need a theme for that. So this is how sort of like, the same person that would go in and go to the bathroom inside of a 7-Eleven, the same kind of customer that would do what happened to me, right?
Okay, what happened?
I walk into 7-Eleven one time.
Yeah.
And I had like this little car that I drove, right? Little Chevy Chevette.
Yeah.
Little go-kart, legal go-kart.
Yeah, I remember those.
Okay. I apparently jumped out of the car, left it in neutral.
Oh, no.
It starts rolling down the parking lot towards the main road. Some guy looks at me casually and goes, is that your car?
It was.
I'm like, well, by the grace of God, the car just kind of bumped on the, it didn't hit anybody, didn't hit the gas pumps or anything. But the guy, I'm like, okay, so really? You couldn't just say, hey, buddy, your car's rolling down. He's like, hey, man, I don't want to bother you, but is that your car?
Well, at least he told you. I mean,
he told me after. And I look out there, I was horrified when it's in the middle of the road.
Sure.
I'm watching, and I'm driving, I'm like, no.
Well, Colin was subsequently arrested after his vehicle was pulled over by the cops searching for the 7-Eleven suspect. In addition to criminal mischief and burglary charges stemming from the cooler urination, Colin was also charged with drunk driving.
You know what else, being an ice cream connoisseur that you are?
What?
I don't eat that much.
you eat more than everybody.
But they used to have these amazing ice cream sandwiches called Big Wheels.
Oh, I remember
and
Big
they
Wheels.
Were, they were oatmeal cookies dipped in chocolate with ice cream in the middle.
Yes.
And I actually got one when I was out in Oklahoma. And any of our Oklahoma friends, which don't lie, you're out there, including BF. Our good friend Brandon. You need to, if you haven't had one, you need to go find one. Big Wheel. You'll thank me.
Yeah.
And mail me one, too. Just don't do it like regular mail because it'll be melted when
right.
it gets
here. Right. You put it in insulation of some sort.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. What you got now?
Apparently, this is a story about a flower.
It's not a flower.
Yeah, it says mom right there.
I think this is from the UK.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Next story.
Okay.
Mom hauled into emergency school meeting because 5-year-old daughter can't stop laughing at teacher's name.
Yeah, I couldn't either after I read this.
Or her name's Stupid Head Poopy Face.
Close. Close.
A furious mom. I don't like when those flowers get mad. That's mom for all of us here in the States. A furious mom was hauled into an emergency school meeting because her 5-year-old daughter can't stop laughing at her teacher's name. Little Annalise, I'm laughing at her name.
It's her
Turamali told her mom she couldn't stop giggling every time she heard the words Miss Butt.
B-U-T-T.
Give this 5-year-old a
this
break.
Is fantastic.
Give the 5-year-old a break. They think everything like that. Poopy, butt.
Miss Butt.
Stinky face. Whatever. She's actually going to
well,
think it's
look
wrong.
At you, Miss Butt.
I know. Yeah. Man, when she got mad at you, she said, well, you're a butt.
Yeah, literally.
I could see you behaving this way because you're such a butt. Anyway, Priscilla later met Miss Butt at a parents' council meeting at the East London school where she told the teacher her child found the name amusing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The mom claims Miss Butt did not seem bothered by
Annalise's
laughter. But days later, the mom of two was summoned to a meeting with the head of the year. With the head of year.
That must be the...
Is it old man? Like the
school manager, it says.
It says meeting with the head of year.
Yes.
The school man. What does that mean? Head of year.
Know.
You Brits are so funny.
Headmaster.
Again.
Yeah.
To be so haughty about the English language, you do certainly abuse it.
Don't tick off our UK friends.
All three? Anyway. She was summoned to a meeting with the school manager, teacher assistant, and another reception teacher to answer for her daughter's naughty titters. I would argue that a naughty titter is...
That's funny, too.
Yeah. Priscilla said, when I received the call from the school, I was appalled at how pathetic and petty it was. I wasn't making fun of her name at all. I wasn't happy about being reported.
She was laughing.
She was laughing.
Yes.
Priscilla, who is also mother to Destiny, who's 11, now wants Annalise to be moved to a different class as a result of the tension, but requests have fallen on deaf ears because of one particular butt. I made that last part up, but it kind of worked.
You did. It does work.
Wow, is it already over?
That was so... Time flies when you're having fun.
It really was fast.
Before we leave, we got two things we got to do.
Okay.
First of all, I want to review an ACE podcast.
Okay.
So ACE Podcast is blowing up. There's a lot of new shows coming on. If you haven't looked at ACE Podcast Network, Google that and go to it. Today I want to talk about the Rambles and Shambles show.
The Ramble and the Shamble.
You're going to like this show too. You know why?
Because there's some honking jobbies.
They come from Scotland, and the accents alone make the show fun, which I love. But here's what they say on their website. The Rambles and Shambles show is a podcast where three guys from Scotland try to have a sensible conversation. They try. Doesn't always work
out. Sounds like us.
They've only got a few episodes posted, and I've listened to them, and it's fun listening. It really is. Stuart Gregor. How Scottish is that name?
Stuart McGregor?
Gregor.
Is it Gregor or McGregor?
It's Stuart and Gregor.
Oh, and Gregor. Okay.
And Matthew. And they all talk about movies, TV shows, anything that they can think of. But you gotta watch out because they will get off track.
Well, I can relate.
Yeah, but that makes it fun to me. So get to know these guys as they ramble and shamble through life. And I give it 2 thumbs up. It's a fun podcast. I think everybody should listen to it.
You don't have thumbs.
Oh, you've told me that before. So what are you holding? What is that?
Oh, hey, we got listener mail.
From a listener?
Kinda. You know Front D?
Yeah.
He was on the show last week.
Yeah.
We sent him up.
I know him well.
We played the Would You Rather game with
yes.
him. Well, he's a big fan of cookie fries.
Who's not?
I mean, they are what they are, right?
Right.
So he, being a nice guy,
yeah.
he loves the show, and he brought us cookie fries.
Real cookie fries.
Homemade.
That's what's in the – I've been looking at that plate.
Yes. And he brought us little cups of what's supposed to be ketchup. It's actually just icing.
I can't wait to eat those.
And you – well, I already ate yours. But anyway, so he sends this letter, and I was just going to like kind of hit the high points of the letter. But
do
it was so nice to have actual listener mail.
Yeah.
We need a little listener mail, little song.
I'll work on that.
Actually, I just did it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll use that.
It says, hey, guys. That's us.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can read my handwriting. Obviously I can. But setting that aside, I just wanted to thank you both for what you're doing. Your podcast has made me and many others laugh harder than most anything I've seen or heard before.
How nice.
Yeah, but he didn't get out much. So, as a little thank you / Christmas gift, I've made cookie fries.
Yes.
And I said it that way because he requested it.
Oh, good.
In celebration for your show and episode 9, which is his personal favorite. Now, being that it's his first attempt at these, there's a possibility they may not taste great, which I've already tasted them. They do taste great. If such is the case, I kept reading this because I wanted to get to his pun. Don't sugarcoat it.
Oh.
See what he did there?
Yes.
Just tell me they weren't good, and I promise I won't cry.
How nice.
That was nice.
Thanks, Front D.
He just wanted to say thanks. And you know what?
What?
He got his Christmas present early. He got him a T-shirt.
That's right.
A two middle-aged dude T-shirt.
Anybody can get one if they...
Yep, that brings us... That's a good segue.
Yep.
You got to hurry up. We need you out there. You need to click the go to iTunes.
Yeah, we've only got like one episode left.
Yeah, go to iTunes, click on the stars to give us a rating, and write an actual review. And you will go into the drawing of everyone that's left reviews, and you could win a two middle-aged dudes shirt.
Any size
as long as it's medium. No, and you'll get a shirt if you win, and you'll be the talk of the town because you got these two boneheads on your shirt. But here's the deal: you got like a chance of 1 in 30 or something.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of there's a lot of room there for you to win.
Pretty good odds.
Good odds.
Pretty good odds.
So anyway, that's all there is to that. Hey, be sure to tune in next week when you might hear Aaron say,
"Where's the file?"
For listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.